It's the Boca News Nowcast for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Brought to you by Meisner Marina, located on the Boca-Deerfield border. MeisnerMarina.com. Good morning, I'm Andrew Colton. Here's what's happening as of 5 a.m. Arrests still being processed after Boca Bash this weekend. The event, which is not an official City of Boca Raton event, brings thousands to Lake Boca for a day of boating and often drinking and revelry. Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission and Boca Raton Police processing arrests made over the weekend. Check BocaNewsNow.com later Monday for an update. The investigation continues this morning into the death of a Broward County man struck and killed by a Broward Sheriff's Office deputy responding to the scene of another incident. Happened early Saturday morning on MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach. The man, identified as Jamil Moreland, was crouching or lying on the street, according to cops, and was hit by the deputy's vehicle. Neither speed nor alcohol believed to be a factor. The now former CEO of Miss America, who lives in Palm Beach County, is being sued by the organization. Among the many claims in the lawsuit, Robin Fleming paid herself $200,000 without authorization and changed the name of a charitable organization into an entity that she controls. Read the entire lawsuit on the BocaNewsNow.com website. And a young woman is accused of battering a senior citizen in Century Village, Boca Raton. Kiasia Hernandez, who is 21 years old, was jailed over the weekend for allegedly battering a man older than 65 after his dog allegedly relieved itself on her book. There are roads in South Palm Beach County you'll want to avoid today, and there's a park back open in Boca Raton. But first, today's Boca News Nowcast is brought to you by Meisner Marina, offering a full-service marina and boat storage right on the Boca Raton and Deerfield border. Visit MeisnerMarina.com. Boca Raton Mayor Scott Singer Saturday cut the ribbon and reopened the James A. Rutherford Park in Boca Raton. It had been closed for quite some time for renovation. It's back open at 600 Northeast 24th Street. Eastbound Glades Road in the area of the mall will have a lane closed through mid-May for conduit installation. Expect big-time delays. And southbound State Road 7 between Winter Circle and Yamato Road will have a lane closed as poles are installed. That continues through June. With thousands of downloads every day, the Boca News Nowcast is the top local news daily podcast. Remember, the BocaNewsNow.com website updates 24/7 with Florida Facts First. I'm Andrew Colton. Join me weekdays for South Florida's First News, 6 to 10 a.m. on News Radio 610 WIOD.